Well, this next devotional reading is by Brett McCracken, an author related to the Gospel Coalition, and it's entitled Watch Your Knowledge Diet in the COVID-19 Crisis. The last few weeks have removed any remaining doubt. We are living through an epistemological crisis. Among the many distressing aspects of the COVID-19 global pandemic is the stress of information overload. Incessant commentary and clickbait leave our heads spinning when something as biologically objective as a virus becomes politicized and subject to one's own partisan interpretation. It's obvious just how post into the post-truth era we've come. In a world like this, with more and more information but less and less wisdom, what are we to do? How can we stay sane mentally and spiritually healthy and wise? A few years ago, these questions led me to create the Wisdom Pyramid, a visual aid inspired by the Food Pyramid, but applied to not to food groups, but to knowledge groups. A key idea in my Wisdom Pyramid is that social media should occupy the smallest, as in the use sparingly fats, oils, sweets category in the Food Pyramid, segment of our knowledge diet. The problem is most of us have made this unhealthy category one of the staples of our diet. And that's why we don't know what, if anything, is true or trustworthy. That's why anxiety and mental illness have been skyrocketing in recent years. Our diets are totally imbalanced. In this article, I want to apply the logic of the Wisdom Pyramid to our present moment. At the base of the pyramid is Scripture. To become wise, our information diet must begin with the Bible. It must be our solid foundation, as well as the grid through which all other sources of wisdom are tested. Instead of starting your day with social media or the news, start it with the Bible. Join a Read Through the Bible initiative. Immerse yourself in the eternal wisdom of God's direct speech to us, the most trustworthy, authoritative, comforting, and illuminating voice to which we could possibly tune our ears. Scripture is rife with ironclad wisdom for how we can live, love, suffer, and hope in times like this. Next up from the foundation is the church. The local church offers us groundedness in place and community, which is especially key for our sanity in a world where distant concerns and headlines can suck all of our energy. Church history and tradition also offers groundedness in time, giving us the security of continuity in a world where everything is rapidly changing. Look to the church's past to be reminded that the bride of Christ has often thrived under duress. Look to the church's present, your local church family, to be reminded that a strong community where members push one another to grow in Christ-likeness is essential for our flourishing, never more than in times of isolation and fear. Third on the pyramid up is nature. Nature is an indispensable source of wisdom and sanity in a world gone mad. There's an objectivity to nature, biology, weather, the seasons, and so forth, that is crucial in a world awash in a sea of subjectivism. God's creation offers perspective and comfort to us because it has much to communicate about His glory if we only listen. The problem is we are often too plugged in or cut off from nature in the modern world, hence our declining mental health. Researchers have found that today's excess of digital stimuli causes our brains to become overwhelmed as they filter and sort through the glut. Being in nature, by contrast, gives us fewer choices, allowing the brain's attentional system to function better in higher order things like deep thinking and reflection. In our current crisis, then, it's important to get outside. Get off your computer. Put away your phone. Get some fresh air. Go on walks. Garden. Let the joyfully singing birds, oblivious to crashing stock markets and pandemics, teach you lessons that Twitter can't. Beauty slows us down and quiets our busy minds and stills our restless souls. Beauty helps us rest. Sometimes a far better thing to do than panic shop or aimlessly scroll through Twitter is to just listen to beautiful music. Books form the next block on the pyramid. In our presentist, distracted, and inattentive age, books give us perspective, focus, and space to reflect. reading books, a wide variety of them, from different eras and places and worldviews, both fiction and nonfiction, keeps our anachronism and self-centeredness in check. They educate us, cultivate us in empathy, help us make connections across disciplines, and open up the world. In times of global crisis, the temptation might be to watch CNN constantly. Don't. Read Augustine's Confessions instead, or a work of classic fiction. Read books that have stood the test of time, offering wisdom and help to readers across the decades and centuries. Instead of sitting in front of your computer screen, sit down under a tree outside and read a book and listen to the birds. And at the small top of the pyramid is internet and social media. The internet is a massive blessing in many regards, especially in how it connects us even when we are unable to get out of the house. But it's critical that in the digital age, and especially in times of heightened anxiety and fear and misinformation, that we limit our exposure to the online world. Yes, stay informed, but don't immerse yourself in the news any more than you need to, especially if you struggle with anxiety. Look to trusted doctors and experts before you look to clickbait-seeking bloggers. For your short-term sanity and long-term wisdom, please don't build your epistemological diet around the fleeting ephemera of social media. As our world today has made painfully clear, wisdom is not the result of simply having easier access to more information. It's not about the amount of information we have, but its quality and reliability. Wisdom is less like a repository for knowledge than a filter for it, like a healthy kidney, retaining what is nutritious as it filters out the waste. That's why a healthy, wisdom-building diet of knowledge and information should be a critical priority for Christians in today's uncertain world.